Yeah, well, boom's a good descriptor because I didn't drop my paperwork until the 16th of March. And typically when you do that, it's the end of the following month when they get around to getting the paperwork submitted and everything else like that. And then this past Tuesday, not the 31st, but the Tuesday before that, I asked the plant manager if there was any movement on getting some dye makers to retire because they have a little conundrum. They say that you could be put out as early as the end of the month in which you file your paperwork, but they also say in the same breath that you have to have a suitable replacement. Well, nobody was dropping their paperwork. They didn't want to go ASAP. Most of us had some sort of a target. So they negotiated, and they finally started moving on getting some of us out so that they could requisition new workers to be hired. So plant manager told me the Tuesday before I retired that I was good for the end of April and that they were starting to let people retire. They had two going at the end of March. I walked into work the next day. My union steward came right up to me and said, well, they took Chuck off the list because he's on medical, and you're retiring on the 31st, so I had 6 days to get my poop in a group.